Tough new diesel rule announced in Houston. Air quality in the Houston-Galveston area got a boost today when EPA Administrator Stephen L. Johnson signed the Locomotive and Marine Diesel Engines Rule at a ceremony at the Port of Houston. The national rule will slash harmful diesel emissions from trains and ships and help Americans breathe cleaner air. EPA Region 6 Administrator Richard E. Green said this is another step in the continuing process to bring cleaner air to Texas and the nation. Each step brings new achievements and cleaner technologies to improve the health of our residents and our quality of life. EPA's Clean Diesel, Locomotive, and Marine program will work in collaboration with its partners to cut emissions from all types of diesel locomotives, including line haul, switch, and passenger rail, as well as from a wide range of marine sources, including ferries, tugboats, and all types of marine auxiliary engines. As a result of the rule, the Houston-Galveston area is expected to see reductions of nitrogen oxide emissions of more than 15,000 tons in 2020 and 32,000 tons in 2030. In 2020, the final rule will annually reduce particulate matter emissions in the Houston metro area by 560 tons, and by 2030, these reductions will double to about 1,200 tons per year. In addition to the benefits from the locomotive and marine standards, EPA has issued a number of rules that will help Houston reduce its ozone levels. These include the toughest ozone 8-hour standard that EPA has ever set, the Clean Air Interstate Rule to reduce ozone-forming emissions from power plants, and the Clean Air Diesel Rule program to reduce emissions from highway, non-road, and stationary diesel engines. The Port of Houston is a 25-mile-long complex of diverse public and private facilities located just a few hours' sailing time from the Gulf of Mexico. The port is ranked first in the U.S. in foreign waterborne tonnage, second in the U.S. in total tonnage, and 10th in the world in total tonnage. The Port of Houston is made up of the Port of Houston Authority and 150-plus private industrial companies along the Houston Ship Channel.